You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out the first Addicted to Fitness podcast of 2017. We really appreciate you guys listening, and we really appreciate the fact that you made us a 5-star rated podcast in the iTunes store. That is so awesome. You guys don't understand how much that helps us out, helps us reach more people, a broader audience. So if you haven't done it so already, please head to the iTunes store and give us a rating review. That'd be really help us out. All right, to get into the topics for the first podcast of the year, I'm going to throw it over to my lovely co-host.
Well, thank you, sir.
Happy 2017.
Happy 2017 to you.
Thank you.
And to all of you listening. So, as I think a lot of people do at the end of the year, it's a time of looking back, not just at the bad things of the year, but really more looking back at the accomplishments and the highlights. And we've done a lot this year on the podcast. I mean, did you really think, like, when you started this, that it would still be going, that you'd have interviewed as many people as you have, that you've tried as many things, that you've looked into as many things?
No, I mean, obviously that was the ultimate goal of the podcast, was just to explore everything health and fitness. But I never imagined it was going to kind of grow into what it has been. It's only been a year.
Yeah.
So actually January 25th or 26th is going to be the official 1-year mark. So we're only a few weeks away.
So to go through some of those key areas that we discuss on a regular basis, we wanted to make today's podcast a recap. So this, we're going to highlight some of our favorite moments and touch on each of kind of the main areas that we cover. So we're going to highlight our favorite interview, taste, and product tests, and we're just going to highlight our favorite moments of the year.
Yes, on the podcast. Last week, we did our own personal kind of accomplishments in 2016.
Right.
This year, we're going looking back on the accomplishments we made on the podcast itself.
It's all about Addicted to Fitness today.
Yes, so it's one of the things that I really wanted to do when I first kind of had the idea of the podcast was to interview health and fitness professionals. And we've had the opportunity to speak to several of those professionals. We spoke to a certified diabetes educator, Nicole Racine. We spoke to Anna Vecchino, who's a cookbook author, our friend, our mutual friend, L.A. Jennings, who's also a doctor and an author, and the Lean Green Dad, Corey Warren. But our first interview that we featured on the podcast is... I can't say that I have a favorite, but speaking with this guy...
I think it holds a special place in your heart because he was one of those people that you really looked up to before the podcast.
Oh, and I still do.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I think that was a pretty awesome first interview.
Right, he's somebody that inspired me to do a podcast, really. I'm talking about Vinny Tortorich. You guys, hopefully, if you listen to podcasts as much as I do, I'm sure you're familiar with him. He has his own podcast. He puts out almost 4 episodes a week. And he's also a regular on the Adam Carolla Show, which is a daily podcast and one of the biggest podcasts there is. We talked about a lot of different things. Vinny has been a lifetime personal trainer. He also wrote a book called Fitness Confidential, which is really a memoir about a personal trainer, really getting into kind of the I don't want to say seamy underbelly, but he really gives it to you straight. So
it's an honest perspective.
One of the things that we talked about in the interview is his approach to nutrition, and he has a I guess it's an acronym, right?
Yeah.
He has an acronym he frequently uses, and then he recommends to his client. It's NSNG. Which stands for No Sugars, No Grains. And he does a great job. I asked him about if he can explain kind of the origin of it and what it actually pertains to as far as nutrition. So here, check out this little clip from that interview. And there's a lot of other great things in the book that you go into detail about. But one thing which I think is extremely important, like now, currently, in the state that we are in the United States,
is kind of an acronym you came up with was NSNG, which stands for No Sugars, No Grains. And I would love for you to kind of explain that a little bit more and why you think that's kind of one of the keys to beating the obesity problem we have in the United States right now.
You know, it's interesting because when I wrote the book, if you notice in the book, I never say NSNG. It's just no sugars, no grains. And, you know, I've been pushing that to my clients for a million plus years, you know, since the early 90s. And I was like, look, this is not Atkins. This is not low carb. Paleo didn't exist back then. This is, you can have all the carbs you want as long as it's a vegetable. And they will go, well, what about quinoa? And what about this? And what about that? What about ancient grains? And I was like, no. No sugar, no grains. And I would just, that became my mantra in California, in Hollywood, and people kind of grabbed onto that. And so I talked about my new no sugar, no grain approach in a book. I said, look, this is basically all you have to do, because you're, by taking out sugars and grains, when you think about it, you're taking out all processed foods. You're basically taking away all junk food, right?
Right.
The only thing you have to follow after that is maybe stay away from a white potato, which is basically a sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that was always my mantra. And that's what kind of made me, I don't know if you could say famous, but infamous in Hollywood. And then when I wrote the book, I brought forth the whole no sugars, no grain notion. And again, not thinking that we would sell a copy. You got to remember that part of it. I know what you're thinking, well, Jesus Christ, this book is like a bestseller on Amazon. And it was, you know, it was at number one at one point, and a couple of times it went to number one. And, you know, people are still buying it 3 years later. And, you know, the information is just as new today as it was on day one, and so on and so forth. And I started seeing hashtag NSNG online, and because of that, I was like, NSNG, what does that mean? Oh, no sugars, no grains. And then my attorney said, you need to own that before someone else owns it. And so I had to go and copyright that. And the government didn't want to give me a copyright at first, because they said, we don't like to just give copyrights for just erroneous letters put together, you know. Mm-hmm. It would be like the PLO, you know, going and saying, you know, we want a copyright on the letters PLO.
Right.
Or the Sibianese Liberation Army back when that existed, you know, just wanting to get that, you know, as numbers. So they won't hand that out. But my attorney made a good case to the fact that I was already making money on that brand. So by definition, the brand belonged to me. And when the government went and saw what I was doing, it's like, oh, my God, he's got a book, he's got a website, he's got a podcast, and it's all around this notion of NSNG. And then, of course, they gave me, you know, the you know, that. So that's kind of how it happened. And, you know, I kind of backed into something I owned all along and had to go and get it.
Mm-hmm. Now, why do you think, like you mentioned earlier, the, you know, essentially getting rid of processed foods really is what kind of the essence of NSNG. Why do you think that's really the kind of the key to fighting obesity in the United States?
Well, look, back when there were two guys, you know, there was Ansel Keys and there was a guy in England, his name is escaping me right now, who was fighting over which is more important, more fat in our diet or more carbohydrates. And Ansel Keys won. God, I wish I could remember the other guy's name. I don't know. This is the third podcast I'm doing today. That's why I'm having a little trouble remembering things.
That's all right.
His name will come to me in a second.
Yes.
Anyway, Ansel Keys won out, and we started eating more grains, more, as they say, quote unquote, heart healthy grains, which is the craziest notion we've ever put forth as humans. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as a heart healthy grain. I mean, that's crazy talk. And, you know, this notion came around, and as Americans, we started getting fatter and fatter. And since the rest of the world kind of follows the United States, the rest of the world is getting fatter and fatter too. It's not the, you know, we think, oh, it's McDonald's. Well, that's easy to point. You know, let's point at Ray Kroc. No, we did a lot worse than that. We started telling people that eating snack wells in the 80s was a good idea. pull out everything, pull out all the fat, and just, you know, you have to add something in when you pull fat out. So let's add more grains and more sugar to it. And by the way, we have this cheaper sugar now called high fructose corn syrup. It's cheaper and sweeter, and our liver sees it a little differently, not in a good way. And so we started doing that. You know, so one bad thing led to another bad thing. And before you know it, here we are with what you might call yourself a real problem.
All right, that was a little snippet of the interview I did with Vinny. You guys should go back and listen to the whole thing. We talked about a wide range of things, a lot of nutrition stuff, and even a little bit of his kind of interesting history as a personal trainer. There's one particular story I think you guys would enjoy. So check that out. It's I think that's episode 2. So you got to go way back in the vault for the Addicted to Fitness podcast and check that one out. Like you mentioned, another area that we are always interested in exploring is health foods. You know, we talk about it, you know, all the time, but another thing we like to do is taste all kind of the new health food crazes that are out. And one that we did that you guys can check out is that we tried out some cricket flour protein bars. That was a great episode. That's way back. It's also Shannon tried them out, and we featured a throwback episode when my old former co-host Tyler and I tried those out too. So you guys can check those out in the past episodes. But another taste test we did was more of a little bit more beefy taste test.
Yeah, it's very beefy.
Yeah, we tried out some bone broth and beef collagen protein powder.
Yep.
This portion you guys are going to hear is actually the bone broth portion. You guys can keep listening to this episode, go back and check it out to hear about the beef collagen itself, the protein powder. Bone broth is, it's kind of one of those all the crazes, you know, it's one of those new hot
it's
items.
It's very mainstream now.
Yeah, even though I think it's been around probably for ages now. Oh, yeah. For some reason now it's just getting popular. But Shannon and I decided to, I decided to taste it while Shannon did the beef collagen. But you guys can listen to this taste test of beef bone broth. So the first beefy, and the reason why we're using that word is because we have two products that are both, you know, beef-based. The first one, which I'm sipping on right now, if you guys will hear me kind of maybe sipping, is bone broth, beef bone broth to be exact. And I'm sure if you've been listening to any type of or reading any health articles lately, you've probably heard about bone broth. It's kind of the new thing.
It's the new trend. The new fad.
Yeah, I just saw an article. Yeah. It said bone broth is the new coffee, which I doubt. But it's supposed to be a more nutritious version of, I guess, like stock. Because I wasn't quite sure what the difference between beef stock and beef bone broth is. So I looked it up. At first, I looked up the ingredients. The bone broth that I have, I actually got from our neighbor,
yeah,
who is the owner and operator of Growing Roots, which is a kind of a
shout
purveyor.
Out.
Yeah, purveyor of grass-fed beef, all kinds of natural and organic produce, dairy products, beef, anything like that, any really protein sources. So yeah, check her out at growingroots.net or search for her on Facebook. She's been hooking us up a lot lately with eggs and produce and now the bone broth. So make sure you check out Growing Roots. So the ingredients of the bone broth we had is filtered water, grass-fed beef bones, organic onions, organic carrots, celery, apple cider vinegar. All this is organic, by the way. Shallots, mushrooms, black peppers, parsley, thyme, bay leaves, tomato paste. So it sounds basically like they're making a stock.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's soup. I mean, it goes back. This is not anything new. This is actually like old school medicinal kind of food.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what they used to make with leftover bones back, I remember, if you got sick.
Yeah, your mom makes it, right?
Yeah, my mom makes stock, but I mean, like, back in the day, I'm pretty sure, like, this was what you had when you were sick because it was really good for you.
Right.
And it got you loads of nutrients.
Exactly. And I like it a lot, too, because not only the nutritious fact, but it's kind of a way to make zero waste out of an animal.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
True.
It's we're kind of programmed in this country, unfortunately, due to, I mean, probably what we get at the grocery store. We only eat a small percentage of what an animal like a cow can provide.
Yeah.
You know? Yet your steaks and your ground beef, that's only from a small portion of the animal, you know? Either if it's organ meat or things like bones or brain or tongue, they don't get sold in a lot of commercial grocery stores. You know, some specialty ones will have it, but...
A lot of Americans don't have the stomach for it. Mm.
Well, that's a shame.
To eat a stomach.
Because all that stuff is really nutritious, too, especially the organ meat.
Well, now there's, like, chefs that have dedicated their careers to, what is it, like, offal or something?
Oh, like, okay, yeah,
there's certain types of chefs that, like, they're called, like, offal chefs or something. And correct me if that's not right.
Yeah.
But I was wondering what that was. So I started seeing it next to chef names. And it's chefs that specialize in the use and preparation of, like, organ products.
Right.
And not in, like, a gross way. I mean, like, making it fine dining, making it, like, this amazing culinary experience.
Mm-hmm. So I was, like I said, I was curious what the difference between bone broth and beef broth is. So the one that, like, you could buy at the store, like the stock you could buy at the store to make a soup or something. And I just looked at the difference in the ingredients is for the organic beef broth is water, beef stock, which is water and beef, sea salt, cane sugar, onion powder, yeast extract, garlic powder, caramel color, and black pepper.
So not nearly as many good things.
Yeah, it sounds like it's...
Supermarket.
Yeah, this is from the supermarket, so it's obviously, it's kind of somewhat processed. I think what I read online, the main difference between the bone broth and broth or stock you can buy at the grocery store is the time that the bones are spent simmering. Bone broth is a significantly longer time, it sounds like, you know, up to 24 hours in a normal pot, or smaller time for if you have like a pressure cooker or something like that. And stock is only a few hours. So they really try to extract all the nutrients from the bones in the bone broth, which I'm sipping on right now. And I mean, it tastes like beef stew, essentially, you know, kind of like clear beef stew. Yeah, so I mean,
I like to chew my beef stew.
Well, I mean, there's some floating stuff in here too.
Oh, good.
So yeah,
nice.
But it's interesting, and it didn't have any nutritional effects on there, but so I'll have to look them up. But the idea is that there's more nutrition in there than in the normal stock or anything like that.
As far as our taste test though goes,
I like it. Well, because I like beef. Yeah, it tastes like. Like watered down beef stew, essentially. Yeah. So
now, would you use this like not just as like a drink? Cause he's straight drinking this out of a coffee cup. Now, would you maybe put this in a bowl and like have it as like soup?
I mean, I guess you can, but that's an expensive thing of soup because I think the container I got was 24 ounces, and it was $14 for a 24-ounce container. So since there's more labor that goes into making it, I guess, they're more expensive. And this was all organic grass-fed stuff, too, so that ups the price. So this is a little bit, you know, high. The price point for this is a little higher, but it's definitely more nutritious than stuff you can most likely buy. Well, stuff you can buy at most grocery stores.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I would make this a regular thing. You know, maybe I'd try to make my own, really. It would be kind of the best option. All right. Hopefully you guys are, maybe your mouth is watering after that description of beef bone broth.
Big cup of beef broth.
Yeah, just sipping on a cup of bone broth. I think we said it in that excerpt. Well, if not, we said it in that episode that you read somewhere that beef broth or bone broth is becoming the new coffee. which I highly disagree with because I would never take bone broth over coffee.
How dare they?
So we're going to try to be doing some more of those taste tests in the future for you know, all the kind of new health food products. One I've already talked with somebody with is, you know, kind of speaking about coffee, is hemp coffee. Ah. It's a combination of hemp hearts and coffee.
For future.
Yeah, so that's a future episode coming up in 2017. So we're teasing it now. So I'm interested to see what that is. But you guys stay tuned for that. And also, the third area you alluded to in the intro was what? About
product reviews.
Yes, also. Exercise.
We don't just review food, folks. We review products as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so obviously exercise equipment is a huge thing. And we frequently make recommendations, but one particular piece of exercise equipment that we've got or that we purchased recently, and I think it's safe to say it's your favorite piece of exercise equipment.
Ever of all time.
There we go. So that's a ringing endorsement. I'm talking about the Peloton cycle. I'm sure if you guys have listened to this podcast, you've heard us mention that multiple times, and it seems to be really kind of making its way into mainstream media now.
Yeah, they came up. They're like they're based out of New York, and I'm pretty sure they were rated this year. I got like a little, like a newsletter, year-end newsletter, and I think they were rated like the fastest growing company in New York.
Well, I believe it because I see the advertisements all the time now.
Everywhere now. Like, everybody's at least heard of it if they've not, like, known somebody that has it.
Right, and I think that's mainly due to our podcast and the Peloton Cycle Review that we did in the past episode.
You think that started it all?
Yes, yeah, okay. Obviously. So, yeah, guys, one of the past episodes, I did on-bike Peloton Cycle Review. So I kind of took you guys through the what the Peloton Cycle has to offer, the different type of classes, the scenic rides, and all the bells and whistles, essentially.
Yep.
So please check out this excerpt from the Peloton Cycle Review episode. It's pretty cool. We got different riders from really all across the country. New York, Detroit, Arizona, Orlando, New Jersey, Georgia. Really cool. All right, I am breaking the sweat here. So, I'm gonna try to burn it up to 2 miles, and then we'll get out of this one and we'll go sneak into a class, see what that's like. Right now, picturesque, just roadsides, country, greenery on the right and the left, some pastures. Looks like some farmland, but we're heading right into the mountains, basically. You can see the snow-capped mountains right now. It's pretty cool. We're staying above 200 watts, about a mile and a half in now. Whew, and I'm burning up. It's nice, yeah. So, we're gonna hit a little harder. My breathing's probably gonna get a little heavier. We're dropping in the rankings apparently for some reason. Output's up to 250. We're almost 100 calories burned. Under 5 minutes. So, as the scenic rides go, I mean, it's cute, I mean, it's nice, picturesque. I actually finally see another car on the road about to pass me. But maybe a different scene next time would be nice. Maybe some water. You know, I know there was Napa Valley. I heard Shannon talk about when she was first trying this out. Napa Valley, she remembered, because she's been there several times. Her actually recalled some of the locations she saw on the bike ride on the Peloton cycle she's actually been to in real life. So that's pretty cool. All right, we're at 2 miles, 100 calories burned. We're gonna get out of this ride. Boom, exit out. So now we got a live schedule here at the bottom.
I'm going to towel off a little bit, guys. And they got a... I've just clicked on the live schedule. Obviously broken down my day. And then they have the instructors. And then the length and the type of class it's going to be. And when it's going to start. So look, tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m., from NYC, Hannah Marie Corbin is doing a 45-minute metrics ride. And then it goes down from there. There's a whole selection of different instructors, different type of rides. No rides today. We missed the last one, apparently. But yeah, so I mean, they start off, the live ones start off at 6 a.m. every day. There's Tabata ride, endurance ride, rhythm ride, guitar lovers ride. Yeah. 60-minute warrior hour ride. Interesting. All right, so let's go to featured upcoming live classes. We just talked about that. So we have feature on demand. So these are on demand classes, obviously. You can take it anytime. There's no live classes. There's cool down stretches too. There's something called Beyond the Ride. Cool down stretches. Looks like 10-minute cardio. Stuff you can actually do too, I guess. Looks like without the bike. Fan favorites. Popular DJ rides. Let's click on one of those. Popular DJ ride. Are these gonna be on demand? Are these ready? Let's go ahead and play. This ride may contain explicit language, it said. All right, we're going. Oh, 58. Oh, we got a whole.
What's up? So, my name is Cody. This is John Michael. Welcome to our lovely live DJ ride. Let's just get some basics out of the way with the tablet in front of you. If you look at the resistance, you will need to have that around a 25 or a 30. That's where I like to start my ride.
I'm a little high on my resistance, so I'm going down.
So, if you need to take that up or down, depending on how you feel.
I'm listening to my man Cody here.
When you crank it to the right, you'll feel some
my instructor.
You'll feel things become a little
bit more
difficult.
I'm hoping you guys can hear him.
Take it to the left, you'll feel the opposite. The far, far left is our cadence. That's how fast we'll be going. I'm always on the beat of the music. He'll be dictating that today. So I'll try and throw some numbers at you as well to just find that common space.
So we got about 15 seconds till he's about to start off. Obviously, it's a pre-recorded ride. They got a DJ to go with the music, or to spin to the music, excuse me.
It's not that deep. Get out of that damn screen and just enjoy the time here.
You know what I realized we've never done?
What? Woo! I'm pretty though. You can be close to Joan Hart, okay?
No!
Hey!
No!
On the beat, go 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Happy Sunday, guys! Push back where your booty's settled onto that fat part of that saddle. This might be just a little fast for you. That's okay if it is.
So obviously, hopefully you guys heard the Britney Spears starting off this class. And this is great, a lot of great instruction. I mean, you essentially have a spin instructor right in your living room, which is awesome, and a DJ. You guys, I'll tell you what the DJ shirt says. It says, I won't techno for an answer. Oh my goodness. I'm not a big EDM guy or techno music, but that shirt is funny. I will admit that. All right. I know Shannon was probably disappointed that she didn't get to do the Peloton cycle review.
I was really sick at that point.
Yes, you were. That was my first solo podcast and the only one I've done so far. So it was. I was glad I was exercising while I was doing it because it kind of gave me a little bit of inspiration to keep the conversation going and things like that. So hopefully you guys were able to make it through my huffing and puffing and enjoy that Peloton cycle because honestly, it's a great piece of exercise equipment.
Well, and I feel like we need to maybe like bring it back and do like a joint review again.
Okay.
Because one of the features, like they've rolled out a bunch of new features and I really would like to try the heart rate monitor.
Okay.
And it would be cool if we can find, I do have now some actual friends of mine that have the bike and you can supposedly like video with
Ooh.
Them.
Yeah.
On the bike.
Nice.
So I feel like there's some new features we could possibly review And it could be more of a collaborative review versus just you on a bike spinning by yourself.
Well, one thing I would love to do, too, is try to pursue maybe reaching out to Peloton and see if we can get an instructor on to interview them, because they're all, I know you rave about all the, but hey, we never thought this podcast would go.
We can work on making it happen.
Exactly. We never thought this podcast could get to the point it is now. And I've learned a ton.
I know what voice I would want.
What voice?
I would want Jessica.
Oh, you mean you know what instructor you'd want to...
Which voice I would want. I would specifically want Jessica because she has an amazing voice and you just sit there and you're like, whoa.
She's a great instructor.
I can't decide if she's trying to like seduce you or inspire you. It works both. It does both.
So hopefully we reach out to them, and we're going to continue to reach out to other health and fitness professionals, try to get them on the podcast, do an interview with them. We've already got our next interview lined up for the next year.
Yeah, got some good ones in the queue. We're starting the year off with a bang, I think.
Yeah, so we really appreciate you guys giving us the feedback, letting us know what you like about the podcast, and please continue to do that. Please continue to give us the rating and reviews that you have been in the iTunes store. That really helps us out. Also, if you're new to the podcast, go back, listen to the past episodes, see what you're missing. We only featured a couple on today's episode, but there's tons of other stuff. We're still looking, kind of finding our niche in the health and fitness podcasting world. So, but heck, I think really discovery... as far as new things in health and fitness might be our niche. So if you guys like what you hear, like I already said, please just let us know. Give us feedback. We're always appreciative. We're always trying to get better, and we know your feedback can help us do that. All right.
And if there's anything else that you want to hear us investigate further, we actually had one of our friends ask us to look into a particular product, and we might be investigating that further and talking about it in a future podcast. So give us a heads up. All the social channels you'll hear on the outro. And then, really, just stop by and say hello.
That's right. Yep. We're always looking to interact with people.
Yep.
All right. I think that's it for this very first episode of 2017. You got anything else for him?
Happy New Year!
This has been another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. Is that even his words? I don't even know if those are the words.
Freedom. Freedom.